While the microscopically small-scale materials known as nanoparticles have been tested in laboratory animals, University of California, San Diego chemistry professor Michael Saylor says most materials are too toxic to be used in people.
But they do prove the principle and allow us to say, hey, you know, there's something good about this material. It's more effective at targeting a tumor in the body, or it's more effective at treating a cancer, delivering a drug to a certain disease tissue site in the body. Now let's just develop some material that can actually do the thing and be safe in the body.
Saylor describes his work in a new study published in the journal Nature Materials. The research team used a nano-machining technique to break down pure silicon wafers, like those used to make computer chips, into minuscule silicon flakes 50 times thinner than a human hair.
After preparing these nanomaterials, we process them with a separate chemical step. This electrochemical process also alters the structure of the material so that it glows under ultraviolet light.
That glow can reveal tumors too tiny to detect by other means or allow a surgeon to be sure all cancerous growth has been removed. Saylor and colleagues tested the material by injecting it into mice with diseased tissues.
And the particles circulated through their bodies and eventually lodged themselves into the tumors of the mice. And there we could see those tumors now light up with the glow of the fluorescent nanoparticles.
The tumors glowed for several hours and then dimmed as the particles broke down. Levels dropped noticeably in a week and were undetectable after 4 weeks. Such targeted therapy may allow doctors to use smaller doses of a drug and so reduce potentially toxic side effects. This was the first study to image tumors and organs using biodegradable silicon nanoparticles in live animals. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.